Right now, we've got Gene Bolduc here in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time.
Bum, ba-bum, bum.
I'm going to sing along with it now. You're really asking for trouble.
If I could harmonize, I would, but no. So just straight melody on that one. For Thing Not a Thing, the game in which Gene and I take a look at all the things that have people upset on social media this week and decide, are they things or are they not?
I have an unusual thing that is a thing. Let me just tell you.
All right.
You know, I've been a fan of Coach Williams for UNC, you know, for many years. Mm-hmm. Even when he was at Kansas, I thought, you know, wow, he's really got some game. But on Monday, I became president of the Roy Williams Respect Club.
Okay,
you're asking yourself,
What
in the world happened on Monday? I was stricken with vertigo on Monday, bent over and then stood up, and the world was spinning without my consent, which put me on my back for the whole day. And I will spare our listeners the details, but I was entitled to the full complement of symptoms from this. I can't imagine how Roy Williams has these episodes during a game and somehow can, I hope it's because he's got medication that helps him or treatment that he can get in the locker room or whatever. But man, oh man, that is just a perfectly awful experience, and it strikes you without warning. So all my respect to Coach Williams, and good luck in the tournament. Please don't have an episode. Because, wow, that was awful.
Yeah.
So that was my thing.
All right.
Listen, if anybody thinks he's kidding around with that, vertigo, definitely a thing.
All right. I can't speak for that, so yes, I will take your word for it.
I'm very happy for you that you cannot.
What's your next thing?
What's my next thing? Well, you know, is it or isn't it that the Mueller thing is reaching a crescendo?
Not a thing.
I know you think it's not a thing.
I think any story about everyone hang
comes,
on because
right.
this big thing is dropping.
Yeah, you know, I think
5% of the time it's right.
The thing about that thing is that I believe, and I think I'm borne out about this. I think that whatever it is has already happened.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there are more. I think that there are more indictments, but I think they already exist and they're sealed and they'll come out when they come out for whatever reason. So I watch with interest, but I think that Mueller's been very smart and has put the tentacles of these investigations out throughout the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
And they might be wrapping up what they're doing in that office, but it's not the end of the investigations and so forth. One thing that is a thing about all that, it's a bad thing, is the White House refusing to hand over documents that have been requested properly by Congress. And that's going to result in subpoenas. And I don't think they're going to be able to say no to subpoenas. But it does make me wonder, what happens if they just say, nah, we're not doing that?
Yeah.
Is there going to be, you know, are marshals going to show up and take these documents?
To the White House, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, these are going to be, end up being court orders for documents to be turned over. And
I mean, that's ultimately what had to happen in Watergate, right? Like the court ordered the turning over of documents. But
right.
then once the court order
but they
came,
did turn over the
there
documents.
Was no question that
there
they were
no
going to turn over.
Right,
yeah.
exactly.
Because as many laws as the Nixon administration broke,
that's true.
They did have enough respect for the law that when a court ordered them to turn over documents, there was no question that that was going
to
happen.
You know, Watergate is like a charming scandal compared to what we're watching now. It's just the... And, of course, needless to say, what kind of actually is a thing is about Jared and Ivanka using personal email accounts and using WhatsApp for communicating with foreign leaders. And, you know, you can't do that stuff.
Yeah.
There are public record laws. We depend on these things to see what our government is doing.
And I think that's an important point, too, because I think when this story came out earlier with like Hillary Clinton using private email or private email for public business.
Right.
And the concern was, oh, well, it's going to be easy to hack. People could
yeah,
hack
that was
it.
That was a dumb argument.
And it's a dumb argument with this as well. Like with Jared and Ivanka, like it's not a question of, oh, does it make it more easily hackable?
Right.
Like, no, you know, a hacker can hack into that system and they can hack into the public
right.
system just as easy. Like someone's going to hack into something if they're good enough, they're going to do it. And we just have to be aware that that's a possibility
but, I mean,
and fight against it.
People in the White House using AOL.com and Gmail accounts. I mean, gee whiz, fellas.
I mean, you know,
come on.
At least they're upgraded to Gmail.
I mean, hey. Well, there's that, right?
But it's the public transparency,
the
right?
Yeah, right?
It's the fact
it's
that
the
these are public officials
records,
who
right.
need to be
That's
transparent
the issue.
To the public.
And you know, I worked for a HUD-funded agency for 6 years, and retaining these records was part of my job, and I, you know, having my agency be compliant, this was part of my portfolio of responsibility. Mm-hmm. I took it very seriously. I think everybody who worked with us, you know, took it very seriously. If we had to hand over records to the press, it was my responsibility to redact them. I have a very healthy respect for the fact that this can be a lot of work and everything, but it's kind of easy to comply with.
Yeah.
You just figure it out and then have everybody follow this protocol.
And you also have to care about compliance.
And I think
that's
it has to mean something
yes.
to you that
yeah.
this, even if you're sending an email to your colleague saying, let's eat lunch at 12:30 instead of 12, that email doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the taxpayers. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, a sticky note on your desk, if it relates to how a decision is made that spends taxpayers' money,
mm-hmm.
then you need to retain it for the record so that somebody in 15 years can go back and say, here's what happened.
Yeah. And we've had lots of cases of this over the course of American history, and this is another one of those instances that just kind of continues to underscore the same thing, which is the law can't enforce itself. A court
right,
can't enforce
that's exactly
its own
right.
orders. What the only way that the rule of law maintains itself, the only way that the laws matter, that the courts matter, that the Constitution matters, is
right.
if we are willing to abide by it and go along with it. And if you've got people in high positions of power who just ignore it blithely whenever it suits them to, then you've got an immediate constitutional crisis. And the crisis can
right.
only be resolved by people who care enough to hold their feet to the fire.
That's right. And I mean, that's exactly right. The rule of law depends on an awful lot of people behaving ethically,
mm-hmm.
which is what you do when nobody's looking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doing the right thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, another thing that, you know, I think is not a thing in the standard that you and I have, I want to be clear, is...
I'm glad we have a standard.
Is Trump... fanning the flames of his so-called, you know, problem with John McCain. I mean, this is him trying to fill newspapers and talk
mm-hmm.
radio and everything else with, you know, with outrage and what's wrong with that guy and whatever. So we'd be talking about that
yeah.
instead of something more substantive.
I think something that is a thing out of all of that is the fact that he, like, made a huge digression in a speech in a rally with thousands of supporters. What was this, in Ohio or something
yeah,
like that?
In Lima, Ohio.
And everyone was just sitting there
right.
stony
just
silence.
Crickets.
Like, even the rabid Trump supporters who show up to these rallies were sitting there like, yeah, no, I don't
Although,
think so.
Although, actually, I think that was it not at a plant where they make tanks?
Maybe.
I don't know if it was a political rally.
Oh, that,
where,
okay,
right?
That may be.
So
yeah.
that may have helped the tone stay a little bit
That's
more
fair.
Like, you know, normal people. but yeah, he got a pretty icky response in the room to
mm.
that. I mean, I wish that people would go all Joe Wilson on him with stuff like that, start yelling out, you lie, in the middle of these things. And I think that probably protesters need to start doing that, need to start, you know, infiltrating his rallies to do that.
Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
Well, this weekend on the water cooler, on a happier note, we
yes.
have Mary Perry, who is the author of a wonderful, wonderful children's book called Sadie McGrady Runs for President. We had a lovely talk about girls and leadership and her wonderful, beautifully illustrated book. So everybody run out and buy the book. You can get it at Flyleaf and at fine bookstores everywhere.
Awesome. And I'm not going to say when it's on this weekend because we don't know.
Because it's up to Roy.
It's up to Roy.
It's
and it's up
to Roy.
Yeah, UNC. If UNC wins tonight, they're going to play on Sunday at a time still to be determined and we won't know until late night tonight.
It's a sacrifice I'm willing to make, but, you know, weekendwatercooler.com is there for you.
Absolutely.
If you miss it on Sunday.
Or 4 a.m. on Saturday
or
morning, which will
Saturday.
Never be preempted.
That's right. Not a chance.
Yes. But unless tonight's game goes into, like, quintuple overtime, in which case we've got.
And
other
they,
issues.
And they relocate to, you know, somewhere in Russia.
There you go.
To play so far in advance, yeah.
Weekendwatercooler.com for the full archive, including this weekend show. Gene Boldick, thank you so much.
Thank you.